Then we have redemption through his blood.
All right. In the forgiveness of sins.
In the forgiveness of sins.
Now listen. Now this is what we're talking about. Now, we're telling you now that there's no such thing as before you.
All right.
Now that's what we're telling you now.
All right, we know.
Who is the image of the invisible L?
Who is the image? Now, just a minute. Maybe we now going to have to do something here.
You're
going to have to go back and read that verse above.
14th verse?
Yes.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
Now, that's the flesh.
See, the blood is in the flesh.
Right.
See,
right.
In whom we have redemption.
Yes.
In his blood.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That means in his flesh. That the blood was in there.
Yes.
And that means that here, just as they offered up these sacrifices, in his blood, Yahshua the Messiah, you understand? We have redemption or restoration in his blood.
Yes.
Now that's getting in a physical body. That's what I'm talking about. All right, read on.
Who is the image of the invisible
L? Now he is the image of the invisible L. Now we got him in the spirit.
All right. Yeah.
Really?
See?
Yeah.
He's the image.
Right.
In the flesh, he's the image of the invisible L.
Okay.
Meaning this.
All right.
Of the invisible man.
Yeah.
Read on.
The first cause of all creation.
Now that's the first cause.
All right.
Of all creation.
See?
Now this is the first cause of all creation. Then you cannot go beyond him.
All
therefore
right.
You cannot have no such thing as before him.
All right. All right.
How about that?
Beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm asking about the end of the eternity now.
Yes.
And we want to show you. We want you to see, we want you to understand what we're talking about. We don't want you in the dark at all. I have to hate now. See, he's the first cause of all creation. Now listen, somebody said this. Well, he never made the devil. Said he was the first cause of all creation. Now the devil didn't create himself.
Right.
In
the dark at all.
I have to hate no. See, he's the first cause of all creation. Now listen, somebody said this. Well, he never made the devil. Said he was the first cause of all creation. Now the devil didn't create himself.
Right.
How about that?
All right, let's find out about it.
Read it on.
For by him were all things created.
For by him were all things created.
That are in heaven.
Now that are in heaven. Now listen, the devil was once in heaven.
Yeah.
And he was cast out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
All right, read on.
And that are in earth.
And that are in earth, you see. So it don't make no difference whether in heaven or in earth. Everything that exists was created by him.
See that? Now you're really going back there, isn't it? That's right. All right, we know.
Visible and invisible.
Now visible and invisible. Yahweh is invisible.
Mm-hmm.
See, visible and invisible. The angels are invisible. You understand?
Yes.
Yes, we just told you that he that was manifested in the flesh, that was Yahweh that was manifested in that physical body.
Right.
That was Yahweh, you know, and that was manifested in that physical body. In other words, there wasn't no other knowing besides him.
Right.
How about
Oh, my goodness. You know that wonderful when you get down that there by Terry?
When you can get in as an invisible spirit preacher. Without any descriptive, listen, folks, without any descriptive shape and form. Mm-hmm. Being the essence and the substance. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm talking about? The limits and the bounds. Meaning you can't get outside, you can't go around, you can't go on. You understand? The limits and the bounds. Mm-hmm. You see? He's a sword man, the limits and the bounds. You know, you're all in there now. You tell me, so I can go to school. You know any preacher, anybody on earth is preaching in better than what we're talking about here now. I want to go to that church.
Nowhere.
I want to join up with. All right, read.
Visible and invisible.
Visible and invisible.
Whether they be strong.
Don't make no difference whether they be strong.
Our dominion.
Our dominion.
Our principalities.
Now, you hear that dominion?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
If it's in heaven, you have a dominion there. Is that right?
Yes.
Don't make no difference whether they be strong. Our dominion. All right, read them.
Our powers,
don't make no difference. There is no power.
Come on.
All right. Your power? None whatsoever. All right, read on.
All things were created by him.
All things. Not some things. Okay, but all things. See, were created by him.
And for him. And he is before all things.
Now, don't you see why I said there ain't nothing before? You see, one man talking about before Christ. See, me not realizing that the name is Yahshua the Messiah and accepting Jesus Christ, you understand? There's no such thing as before you. Do you understand? I'm not saying now that Jesus Christ is the right name.
No.
See? But in your 10-day word, you got Jesus Christ. There's no such thing as anything before here. You follow?
Yes.
Don't everybody say that? See, I told you, listen here, folks. I told you. Oh, I hate to say that. But I'm going to play it for you. I told you so many things. Mm-hmm. That nobody else in the world.
Right.
I told you. Right. You might well face it. That's no lie. If you think, if you look in your book, in your King James book, other book. Okay, it's got a good reference Bible. Look at the top of the page and you'll find B.C. 4004.
That's right.
They don't such thing as. They have about that? You can?
Yeah.
We're for him. It just said there was nothing before him, didn't it?
Right.
You see? Now somebody that you had to have before I run out here saying that man said, no, that's the book
said.
Don't put things as before him. All things were created by him and for him. And without him there was nothing made. That was me. Is that almost right? Is that what you got there? All right, go back to Proverbs. 8:22.
Yahweh possessed me.
Now listen, folks. You good at that. Yahweh possessed him. He was in the bosom of the Father. Immersed in the bosom of the Father. Yahweh possessed him. Yahweh is plural. And yet he is Lord. Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean this. This is what I mean. This is the masculine part, and this is the feminine part. In other words, this is the father and the mother. Or the masculine and the feminine. Somebody said, now you know I don't read that stuff. Another thing, listen here. You can't get that out of there. You can't get that out of there.
No.
See? There never has been. And never will be. Any masculine creature on this earth without a mother and a father. You forgot about Melchizedek.
No, I didn't.
He had a mother and a father. Well, somebody said, well, who was his mother and his father? I could just stand here and say, old man Melchizedek. No, but Moses didn't write the pedigree and the genealogy. Why? Because, you see, Yahshua. Oh, now, are you with me so far? We're talking about today. All right. We don't got that.
Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his ways.
Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his ways.
Before his works of old.
Now, before his works of old. All right.
I was set up from everlasting.
I was set up from everlasting.
From the beginning.
From the very beginning.
On ever the earth was.
Now, that was before the earth was. Okay, I'm reading out of my Bible. Am I not? All right, read on.
When there were no depths?
When there were no such thing as a depth. Now you're back in the relevant economy. That's what my aim is now, going back in. All right, read on.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth.
When there was no depths, I was brought forth. What do you mean? When there was no depths, I was brought forth. See? Now listen, folks. Pay attention now. Catch this one. Catch this one. Yes, sir. See, Yahweh is the Father. See? Now, Yahweh being the Father, which is symbolized by this cloud, see, as Spirit, the cloud is symbolical of the Father. And Yahweh is Spirit. Now listen. Now then, Yahweh possessed him in the beginning of his purpose. I've got to let that word in the beginning of his way, the beginning of his purpose.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
Is that the channel right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Now what else?
When there were no fountains abounding with water.
When there were no fountains abounding with water.
Before the mountains were settled. When there were no depths, I was brought forth.
I was brought forth. Now look, that's where we get this thing at when we say you. Pay attention now. We take it all off the shape and form. See? Now that's where we're getting from. See? Now, when that took place, it didn't take all the cloud here to make up just this. It didn't take all of that to make it up. See? Before there was any creation or anything, draw forth. See? When there was no depth, and when there wasn't anything, say, Yahweh protected in the beginning of his purpose.
you see. Mm-hmm. And then he took on a shape and a form, you see, or an image. Mm-hmm. See? Right. Now listen, we tell you right there, Yahweh went out of business.
Right.
And it was by business, this is Yahweh in shape and form. That's the
Lord. It's a title for him in shape and form.
Mm-hmm. And then he begins to create. Got it? We're in the realm of eternity. Now, not in time. You don't have no sun, no moon.
Right.
You don't have no earth. You don't have none of that.
All right.
You see?
All right.
You come?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That goes back in it.
Wasn't no angel, did
you? Right. Right.
Wasn't no nothing. All right. That's Yahweh Almighty.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. And that's Yahweh himself just took on a shaping form. That's Yahweh shaping form.
Yeah.
That's incorporated. Take steps on down and take on another shaping form.
Yeah. Throw the stone away! Never! Come on out of there!
Okay.
But you get rid of that thought that all things were created by him. He actually takes on the shape of the form. You see? So that Yahweh is known in shape and form. Then he creates, now listen, creates everything in the realm of eternity. See? Now listen, pay attention. So this is hard. See? Now the sun and the moon and the stars, they were placed in there as Yahweh's official timekeepers. So then back here it was before the beginning of time.
Right.
And you have to be in the river of eternity.
Right.
Then somebody comes up with this. And it should be explained. But the average preacher can't explain it. Now I just got through telling you that Yahweh created not in the realm of time. Was no days in it. Just one day. I had got to have to read. Is that right?
That's right.
Then somebody turn over to the 20th chapter of Exodus and say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
For in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, what do you say about that, Mrs. Maria?
Well, I've had that,
right? See, what I got, they created this in 10 days.
Or in November, be time.
And listen up, folks, let me get this over here. You still got to buy it in that day.
Right.
And you'll never want to be out of it.
Right.
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 Never been out.
Okay.
Now that's the day of Yahweh. All right. Now, we have to do this thing. But before we do, the fish has got it.
Before the mountains were settled.
Before the mountains. They see, now you tell me before the mountains. See, before the mountains were settled.
Before the hills was I brought forth.
Before the hills. Well, he was brought forth.
While as yet he had not made the earth.
While as yet he had not made the earth.
Nor the field.
Nor the field.
Nor the highest part of the dust of the earth.
The highest part of the dust of the earth.
When he prepared the heavens?
When he prepared the heavens.
I was there.
I was there.
When he set a compass upon the face of the depths.
When he set a compass upon the face of the depths.
When he had, when he established the cloud above.
When he established the cloud above.
When he strengthened the fountains of the deep.
When he strengthened or established the fountains of the deep.
When he gave to the sea his decree.
When he gave to the sea his decree.
That the water should not pass his command.
That the water should not go no further or pass his command.
When he appointed the foundations of the earth.
When he appointed the foundations of the earth.
Then I was by him.
Then I was by him. Watch out now.
And one brought up
with him. And one took on that image. And one brought up with him. How about that?
Yeah.
All the same something. Yeah. See? The same is called the real spirit.
Right.
Is that right? And one brought up with him or with the Father.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right.
Oh, boy. You can see what you mean.
And I was daily his delight.
And I was daily his delight.
Rejoicing always before him.
That's enough. Now the 20th chapter of Acts. Now we said we want to say something about that. See. Now, you see, Moses, I need to go over here first. And come in. To this. See, now this is from Adam, the creation of Adam, you see, as shown on that side. And then down to the flood. Then this is the end of a world. This is the beginning of an age. This is the end of one. See? Now I should tell you this. Now, the angels, that's why he's talking about. Now, we've read all about it. See, he created everything, visible and invisible, see, whether they be thrones or whatnot. And they were created in the realm of eternity. Now, this is showing you, here's the beginning. See, this is showing you the realm of eternity. Now, this, see, the angels had this, see, back in here. See, that's fantasy. It's an individual thing. You can't tell a thing about it.
Okay.
See, because it's in the realm of eternity. You follow that? Now then, you see, when he created the heavens and the earth, see, and then put the man in the garden, reading it from there down, you see, to this, that's another age in the physical creation that's already taken place. You follow that? Now then, over here, in this age, this is after the Noah's flood. This is after Adam was driven out of the Garden of Eden. This is after the flood, you see. Now then you're over into another age. Now listen, this is under the dispensation of the law when he spoke to the Jews and called them up in the mountains. This is up here. Abraham. This is Abraham and Moses, you see. All the Mosaic law and the Melchizedek, Abraham's promise. See. Then, you come on down to the crucifixion, see, and then that brings us up to where Messiah was crucified. That was the end of that age. In other words, each one of these is the end of a world or the end of an age. And now then, over here is where we are now. But now what I want to talk about for a minute or two is this. I want to get in here, see, in this right here, and take you back up here. And show you these 6 days of this creation. See, this Moses does this talking about. See? Remember the Sabbath day in your 20th chapter of Exodus. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. See, for in 6 days, Yahweh, the Lord, created the heavens and the earth. Is that right?
Right.
Is that what you got there?
Right. Exodus 20:11.
Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days,
Yahweh made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day.
And rested the seventh day. Now, you know what I'm telling you now. Turn your Bibles to the 24th chapter of Exodus. And the 16th verse. Now I'm showing you how your Bible is put together now.
See, I ought to cut out here somewhere and let you ask questions. But I
should say
this too.
So
I just got off,
a
bit off more than I
made.
I told you that way.
All right.
Read.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days.
Now, Dr. Hatt, you got the book. Now, Freddie, you'll have to go back. You folks are now into the first chapter again. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called in the Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Is that what you got there? Now in Genesis, repeat that doubt. Somebody, whoever got the Bible.
24:16. And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days.
Reno.
And the seventh day he called.
Now, I want the seventh day. Now that's what I want you to pay attention to.
See? The seventh day he called on the Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Is that right?
Right.
Now go back to Genesis to get that seventh day.
Genesis 2:33.
Genesis 1:33. Genesis 1:33. What are you reading now? The Holy Name.
That's in the Holy Name, and in the King James is 2 and 2.
King James is 2 and 2.
And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work.
And on the seventh day, he ended his work.
Now, look, coming on down to the first chapter of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth without form and darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was upon the face of the waters, and God said, let them be light, and there was light. The evening and the morning was the first day. And then going on down into the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, as we had it illustrated up here. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, what we're talking about the creation taking place in the realm of eternity. Now that's what we're talking about. And we're talking about Moses being up here at Mount Sinai in the post-Diluvian age, like Jesus. We're being up in Mount Sinai and having a vision in Yahweh's faith and showing him the creation of the heaven and earth. And he's taking 6 days to show us that the sun rose and set 6 days. You understand?
Yes.
And he said, he said that, remember the Sabbath day to keep it on that in the Exodus. Is that right? Or in 6 days, he created the heavens and the earth. Is that right? Now let's remember the Sabbath. Now remember the 7 day Adventist. The 7 day Adventist said they knew way back as far as Genesis and Adam. Adam knew nothing about no 7 days.
Right.
He didn't know a thing about it. He didn't say nothing about it. Why not? Because when he put him in the garden, he told him what to do.
Right.
He told him to kick the tree trimmed or another to dress the garden, right? And he didn't tell him nothing about no resting on no 7 days, did he?
No.
Never 7 days. Is that right? Now, listen now. Now, God was influential. There was no dead limbs, no nothing. So he didn't need to do no dressing.
Right.
So he told him to just sit down and rest. He didn't have nothing
to do.
Right. He was in rest.
That's what I'm trying to talk about. Or he was in the past.
Right? Paul?
Oh, my goodness.
And Paul just told you, and what you just said, you are the rest. What are you saying that for, Paul? Because God, you want to retire and just I'll work a work in your day. You understand? He's done all the work, and now you sit down and rest.
You understand? Oh, my goodness. I swear to you, you were trouble. Oh, you say?
What was his work? Fulfilling the law. Moving it out of the way. It was only given to the Jews. That's his bedside.
And you sat down and thought, God, what a work in your day that you fell down to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, be glad unto you. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. Then they got you all upset and troubled about the washing and sacrifices and eating all the stuff and drinking grape juice and food down here in the water going in a swim.
That's the reason why I say
Well, just before the end of the time, just before he spoke to the end of the time, they had the mansion. And then when he speaks from the top of the mountain, he said, remember the Sabbath day to be your own. You see what I'm saying? The top, not just Revelation 10 and 4. He said, this wouldn't be no good without the day of the whole thing. Ain't that right?
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voice.
Listen. Now he said, let there be light. And you know, lightning and thunder is in the cloud.
Now, look, folks, and listen. See, now, if you didn't know what I have been talking to you about. You see, you couldn't prove that Moses ever did exist. You understand? You couldn't prove the divine authenticity. There's nothing you can do with it. If I want to talk about it, and you can't get up in the rhythm of eternity like that, and you can't create that, heaven and earth, you don't know nothing about the old Saturn day. You find what I'm talking about? You find that? Now let's get in the 17th chapter of the Bible and get that day in the book. The bell. I told you I wouldn't be able to fix it.
Now he has appointed a day where he has judged the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that time, when he has ordained it, whereas he has given proof unto all men. And that he has raised him from the dead.
That's right. Now look, folks, in conclusion, you've heard it. Now, we were talking about the lesson that Dr. Scott read about when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Mm-hmm. In the day of the Yahweh, we were coming to peace in the night. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now that's what we have been talking about. And I try to show you now where you have been in the realm of eternity all along. Mm-hmm. And yet, when it comes to official timekeeping, the sun and the moon, which will be rising and setting, that brings both the seasons and the years and so forth and so on, and the days and the months and the years. You follow what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But they were created in the realm of eternity. And while Moses was up there in the south, he could enter the path of the club, too. That's way down. But and then he had seen the fish and seen how this Yahweh created. Down on the Isle of Patmos, I see it. He's looking back. And showing you that it was in the river of eternity, John said he didn't see no night sky. And if you go down to the first chapter of Genesis, this is what you find. You find that this day, that day, you know, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and so forth and so on. It just continues to go on that way. You don't have no end until you get down to the other showing you that it was in the realm of eternity and not in the realm of time. Now I hope and trust that you have gotten something out of this election. It was pretty easy. But now it looks on as a peace in the world. And when you think everything is all right, it's peace and faith. Now, the reason why I brought that up is on account of Israel over there. See? And the threat of war. See? That's going on over there now. And I want to tell you this. You see, Judgment Day, death has actually started back here. It's death by that time. See? Back here. See? On the day of Pentecost. Right here, the day of Pentecost. But now they're trying to come up in Jerusalem and discard the temple and the city, not to the city, that's right. And then now he told them in the 24th chapter of Matthew, see, I couldn't miss it. The plane that your flight be not in the winter or upon the Sabbath day, because he knew that those Jews, when they didn't accept the Messiah, the real Messiah, and when they would just set still, and then 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 they would be killed, and then he also told the women to pray that they be not with God at that time, you see, because of the hardships and all, you see, they would be murdered and so forth and so on. Now, because he knew that they were going to set still, cause that keeping the Sabbath day, not seeing that Joshua the Messiah had moved it out. Mm-hmm. You understand? And they were going to still accept that, and that's just exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Now here we are back up in the same thing right now.
Yeah.
And here, over here now, you see, Shaddai has given Israel 90 days, they say, to get out of the Sinai Peninsula,
yeah.
And also the Golan Heights. You see, and if they did, I think they would be all out war. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, I said this. Now, if Yahweh didn't intervene, see, there's only not quite 15 million Jews in all the earth now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got the statistics.